Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and today is Wednesday, 6-6-2012. So thank you, Larry. He's our day and timekeeper here, and day keeper. So he's the keeper of time and the days. So he's just on track. So thank you, Larry. I don't know. You out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron, yes. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday night here on Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. I don't know, Ron, maybe we should start out with doing some, at least there aren't three sixes there, there are just two sixes. You want to do a timeline crash? We've got two twos and two sixes and two zeros today, and a random one.
Okay, so let's do first six. So here we go. Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Here comes timeline crash for the six for noon. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the second six, which is the day, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Then we got the two. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the zero. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the 12. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, we're on repeating music timelines. Oh, if you only heard the music playing once, that's probably good, huh? Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. Speaking of time, Keith has a question, and he's just asking, are you picking anything up on the timelines lately, Ron?
Boy. Probably not, no. They still seem a little open-ended to me, where you could get yourself confused pretty quickly as you get bounced off of one timeline and your body's used to being physically controlled by the timeline. And once you get bounced off it, you don't know what to do. So you're looking for some controlling media, some controlling energy, something out there to want to act to you. So very possibly you then pick up an emotional issue. And somehow you get that triggered, or you trigger it yourself to have interaction to get caught back onto a timeline because you need or may want to have that control because you don't know what freedom is. Once you get free, then you go, uh-oh, doesn't feel right. I better get acted by the aliens again, so I want to get back onto a timeline. Once you get kicked off a timeline and you're just kind of like floating a little bit, it's very free. Like I said, a lot of people are conditioned to be controlled, so they may not like it. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So let's see. Don't see any other questions, really. So we are on Wednesday, so we usually have the self-empowerment theme tonight. So if anybody has any questions or comments or testimonials to tell us all about, maybe from the self-empowerment clearing, that's been up in one of the recent bundles, the Prosperity Jumpstart. That was in the $50 version, and, of course, the $100, too. That would be great
NATO
to
one.
Hear.
And the NATO clearing. Let's just see how people are dealing with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and, of course, we're those of us who have that one so far are working our way through the decades and the centuries. So I'm now up to the 19 or back to the 1930s, and it's gotten gentler for me now. The first 50 years I had to space out every other day, and now I've done it the last two nights. I've left it running just for a couple of hours, 2 hours when I go to bed, and I've been okay the next day. Doesn't seem to have walloped me out. So that kind of suggests to me that the releasing of it, the putting it of it into our air and water and ground and whatever else, probably has been more intense in the last 50 years. from now back 50 years, and then prior to that, perhaps not so much. That's what it seems like to me, because I'm feeling okay now doing 2 years, I mean 2 hours per decade. So, yeah, so if you guys can let Ron know how you're doing, maybe you want to call in, maybe you want to write it into the fast chat, and I will read it out so that we can see how everybody's doing. So Liz has a question, Ron. She's asking for a clearing for entities who procrastinate. I know you did lazy entities the other day.
Okay, here we go. So, one. All right, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do a couple more here. Oh boy, what? Yeah. I'm going to procrastinate this clearing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Milk, everybody.
Thank you.
That feels for you. Wow, okay, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. And then Liz is also asking about clearing to be more creative, and that was one actually that went up fairly recently, a newish one for creativity that you put together for us, Ron, a while back, not too long ago. And I know that had a whole life one? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I know there was a custom box in there because I remember using the custom box. And since one of the things that we were made to do is create, that's a great clearing to do. So do you want to do a sample of that, Ron? Maybe pick a year or a month?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's the clearing name for the people in case they want to do this clearing?
Yeah, I'm just looking for it.
I'll do the clearing here, and
yeah.
Let's go back 10 years from today. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might check and see where you are on the timeline. Use your finger in front of you and just see if it's straight ahead or not. If it's to the right of center, it's in the future, and to the left, it's in the past. So, back to you, Gary.
Okay, and it's just called the Creativity Clearing, and it's a whole life, so it's $5 times your age, and I know it has a custom box. So if you have things that you know are blocking your creativity, you can use the custom box for that and do some particular targeted clearing on that topic. And also, if you have bought a clearing for $100 or more this year, you can get this one on Ron's special discounted price. And you need to just send Ron an email if you'd like to do that. Tell him which clearing you already did for full price, and you can get this one half off. Right, Ron?
Yep. So if it's $100 or more on your clearing, then the next one, whatever one you want to choose, is half price. So we match them one-to-one.
Great.
Oh,
thank you.
We have a new clearing up for some people who may wish to experience this. Do you want to talk about it, Carrie?
Are you talking about the negative energy one?
Yeah, it's new to me. It's been up for a while, but it's new.
Yeah, I was new to me too. I didn't know it was up there. And it's
that I never really saw it until today. I never talked about it, so this is an interesting clearing.
So it's called the negative energy attachment clearing. And like the creativity one, it's a whole life one, and it has a custom box. So Ron is, I was talking about it with Ron earlier today, asking him about it. And so his memory is that he put it up to help people who are getting negative energy from maybe objects or situations you could use it for. And I was asking if we could use it for our books, because I know that comes up a lot. You know, a lot of us have books that we're trying to get rid of gradually, quickly, whatever. And Ron, you've told us we can do the object charging to neutralize the energy, but I was wondering if this might be a useful clearing for that too, and you were saying it probably would be. And then what other types of situations, Ron, can we use it for?
It could kind of go into like the curses, hexes, spell energy a little bit. Have something that's bugging you outside of yourself. You don't know what it is. It can help you out with that. So it's a clearing that kind of used for just negative stuff that's attached to you, and it could be even past life objects. So we'll do a sample of that. So we did this before. And this is, we've done people who've been hung before, and did that maybe a week ago. Let's do people who had negative objects placed on their body. Now, what could that be, a negative object?
Like shackles?
Shackles. There we go. So let's do a clearing for shackles. That would be in the entry box there, and maybe a lot of you who are grandparents, great grandparents that came over here. We're going back another generation. Sometimes I think they were shackled in the boat coming over from Europe. I saw that someplace, and they
certainly
were not...
the ones that went to Australia would have been.
Yeah, so
from England to Australia.
Yeah, so you don't know what. What's lurking inside of you? So here we go. And you might feel you walked funny your whole life, we'll say, and now you get the shackles taken off, and you might walk differently. Your ankles might change. Very possibly, maybe you have one around your neck, arms or something. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say. We don't know. So here we go. I'm going to put the word shackle into this clearing and see what happens. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Did we get any comments on that? I think that one's a whole lifetime clearing, if not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
So it goes back. The reason why we have whole lifetime clearings, because once you realize that you have something, that means that it got triggered somewhere in your life prior to just doing it. So it could have got triggered, a couple years ago in you, and you just get becoming aware of it. It could have been triggered, around your birth. So this is why the clearings are a whole lifetime, to take you back to your conception, to get this energy off of you. That's why you don't just put a Band-Aid on you to clear off, like right now. It goes back through your lifetime so that you can be free of that particular energy. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I had some big yawns for that. I didn't have a sense of what part of my body was shackled, though. Although my throat started hurting when you started talking about it.
Yeah.
So maybe it was around my neck. Now, this would be presumably a situation that is in our DNA and therefore experienced by one of our ancestors.
Yes, more than likely, unless for some reason this lifetime happens to have it also.
Oh.
But typically, you know, it's, and it could be this lifetime. Somebody could have done something to you, but it goes all directions. So once you put that particular name in the entry box, if you want to use that, then all of a sudden you're zeroing in on this lifetime and others, too. So that's the good thing about having that entry box there.
Uh-oh, here I go.
Yeah.
And it could be even maybe you're wearing some type of necklace or something. And somebody gave it to you and it's programmed by somebody and you think it's good because it's helping you, but maybe it's negative. So maybe you can get rid of it. And maybe you have got rid of this thing because it didn't feel good. But you still have that attachment of the energy around your neck. Even though you're not wearing it, it still could be there as an energetic signature. Oh, that gets even deeper.
Yeah, I have a relative who cannot stand wearing sweaters with high necks or, you know, polo neck sweaters or whatever, rollover necks. I'm blanking on what you guys call those here. It's not the, you know, where it goes all the way up your neck and it's kind of tight.
Yeah.
She just cannot stand having those on her neck, and I've always thought she must have been strangled or hung or something.
Yep, more than likely, yeah. Let's do a clearing here for rings.
Oh.
Some people may have rings that they're wearing. Some people may have gotten rid of rings. Maybe you were married and you had a ring, and now you're divorced, separated, and you have the ring off. And is that energy of that ring still on your finger? Assume that it is. So here we go. And this is for rings. It could even be people have rings on their toes too. So here we go. Or even earrings. Let's use that also. I don't know. There could be other rings that's attached to your body also. I won't get into those. If anybody else has some rings or has something on them and they had it taken off, here we go. So, one, two, oh man, this is strong. Three, four, oh man, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, there we go. How do you feel, Carrie? Maybe we can get some callers coming in here.
Yeah, I feel like sort of, I was just thinking, you don't really need a yawning, background yawning soundtrack, I'm it. Yeah, I felt that. I've never been a ring wearer, fingers or toes, but I do have earrings. But I don't think of my earrings as a negative thing, but is it just because we've pierced our flesh that we would feel that in order to have earrings?
Probably, yes, uh-huh. I would think so. Plus, you know, what is connected to that object? Oh.
Yeah, that's true. All the different people that have made them. I make a lot of my own, but yeah I've certainly bought and been given earrings.
Then you could have the energy of the person that made it for you being in that
object.
Yeah. You don't have it cleared, then you could also have entities that may have wore that object or one that looks similar that could come into you also, causing problems. So this clearing could be very interesting.
Yeah, you could use it in a million different directions.
Yeah. So it might be maybe a little more flexible than the Curse of Texas spell one. But that's still a good clearing. Just trying to see, you know, how this one here could relate. I guess anything that's negative that could be attached to you, negative attachments, which could be somebody's thoughts. It could be something physical that you wore that got attached to you even though you got rid of it. An energy attachment could be somebody who was thinking something bad and shook your hand, and now you got an imprint of what their thoughts are on your hand. I mean, it could go many different directions.
Yeah, interesting. Oh, yeah, turtlenecks. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you, Liz. I'm just going to throw a couple of other quick things in, Ron, before we get too many pages further on in the chat room here. And then we can come back to this clearing in a minute. Jeremiah is just letting you know that he's been through almost every part of the nano clearing at least once, and he's not feeling too bad at all. So that's good. It might be your age, Jeremiah, because you haven't been eating food and drinking water and breathing the air on this planet for, I think you're under 20. So that actually might be why, Ron. What do you think? He might not have as much in it as, say, I do at my age.
Yeah, it could be very, very possible.
I don't know if that's it, but that did occur to me when I read your comment, Jeremiah. Thank you. And Jeremiah's also noting that the body jump start did get extended, so the codes are working again. I think somebody else mentioned that, too, on the fast chat, because they had been down for a couple of days. So sounds like that's been fixed, so that's great. We were talking about timelines at the beginning, Ron, and you were doing a few crashes there. David is saying, is there any word on our work crashing timelines and its effect with the military?
I don't know. I don't have any intel on that. Oh.
Okay.
Nothing's come forward yet.
Okay. So comments on the shackles and the rings and stuff. Nikki's saying this is amazing. Marcy's wondering about glasses, frames from glasses that we wear. If that would have an effect.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. Think here, what else we could, do you have any idea what else we could clear? That could be something that was negative from the past.
You mean like a physical thing that we have with us, you mean, or just anything?
Anything.
What about, I'm thinking about school days and having to do exams and having to study from books on topics we weren't interested in.
Okay, we could try that. So, that's sort of taking away your free will, free choice, because you're forced to do something.
Yeah.
Go. You feeling that the books are negative, we'll say, I'm trying to think how we would phrase that. Negative imprinting from books, because you don't want to read it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I just thought of something. Let's just look at, at least when I was growing up, you always heard this here, about getting the strap or the leather strap and be spanked or something.
Maybe oh, gosh, yeah, or hit with a ruler at school.
Oh, so that would have a, just think of a teacher had that ruler and she only uses it to hit people with. Well, that ruler now is going to carry the pain and the trauma from the first person and everybody else that they hit, and now when they slam it on your fingers or whatever, on the top of your head, whatever they used to do, then you're going to get everybody else's imprints on you. So this is probably only for people that are older, not people that are younger, naturally, but us older people here.
And got in trouble and got caught.
Yeah, here we go. So one, release from this here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do that strap. I remember that used to be a thing. Used to be, you know, in fear of that. Mm-hmm. Here it goes. Probably a leather strap that they used to beat you with. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, you're on.
Okay. I did have a yawn in that first one, but I was never hit, so that must have been like grandparents or something or before, because I wasn't, I never got walloped, so I was surprised that I yawned. quite a few people, actually, I didn't read these out, Ron, when you were releasing the other stuff. Marsha's mentioning that the top of her head is itching and she has no idea why, and Pat says, my ears are ringing. Craig is asking, are you talking about energetic rings and bonding devices? But you're talking about physical ones, right, Ron?
Yeah, yeah, because they do have an energetic energy once it's released from you. Oh, does it? So it's invisible now, but it could have been physical on you.
Right.
And it could get transferred to you energetically from your ancestors. Oh. What can we do for women, Carrie?
You want me to read out what you wrote? Is that what you're hinting at?
Yeah.
So Ron wants to clear bras for us.
Okay, ladies.
Take your bra off. A CLS bra burning clearing.
Yeah. Here we go. And if you're a cross-dresser, I don't know. But here we go. So one.
Buy a new bra.
A new bra. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All right. I'm back many pages. I'm trying to go forward here on the in the chat room. Okay, there's a lot to read here, and I haven't read it all yet. Let's see if I can scan real quick for some questions. There was one a little bit ago, and we can come back to this other topic in a sec. Hi is wondering, Ron, what the difference between three clearings are. So it's the mental clearing, the cellular mental clearing, and the mental barcode. So I think the first one is probably she or he referring to the whole life mental clearing.
Yeah, that one helps to kind of organize your mind a little bit, get back to a left and right brain balancing, sort of. It's kind of hard to describe what that one does, but it does work with the mind, and the mind is of darkness, so it gets all that darkness energy kind of back into an organized program. So it's really hard for me to describe that one, but people who are mental, who think a lot, this one helps them out tremendously. Now, the cellular mental one, it's how the cells get connected in the brain, and mind energy gets connected to those cells, making you do something. That's what that clearing is kind of about. So it's a cellular mental mind energy. Last one would be the barcode.
Mm-hmm.
And the barcode gets put onto you by the aliens, making you think a certain way. It's kind of like a robotic program that makes the body function the way it needs, with the way they want the body to function. So it's like a mind control program, the barcode.
Okay.
So that helped?
Yeah. Sounds good. And Shannon says, thank you for the bra clearing. Liz says, don't wear underwire bras, ladies. It can interfere with pressure points under the ribs. That would be nasty. David says he saw bra burning as a teenager in the late 60s. And Janice is all for burning them. So Ed is saying, looks like entities picked up at 7-Eleven. Woman behind me radiating strong bad. So
sounds like she's full of entities, I would think, and probably
reaching out and scratching it on the back.
Oh, okay. So let's do a clearing for entities that crept into people from their back, okay? 13 energies here. So here we go, entity release. So 1, 2, there's no way to know why they liked you or came into you. They just maybe wanted another host. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we shall see how that helps everyone. Remember, entities are around here a lot, and they're all over the place. In fact, there's probably more entities than there are people. So you need to know that they can hop into you, and could be a problem. So we could do one, a negative clearing for maybe belts. So that could mean something to you. Maybe if you were struck by a belt when you're growing up or whatever, you know, for punishment. We have the straps, which are one thing. That might be people that are really old. I think in my generation it was belts. And I think maybe everybody gave up on punishing their kids. I don't know what they did after my generation, but you may, when you hear the word belt, you might like flinch and go, uh-oh, you know, it's coming down, you know. So here we go. Just do a clearing for negative energy from the belt that's on your body that hits you. Could be anywhere. Maybe you're being spanked by your parents, and they always wanted to hit you in the butt, you know, normally. Maybe you put your hands back there to take up some of the pain from being hurt. So maybe your hands have, and maybe arms have, the imprinting on that with the negative energy. Remember, the negative energy is coming from one of your parents or person who's hitting you because they're angry with you. And that anger now being imprinted as they kind of want the belt to find a certain location of your body. So they're using their mind energy with their anger. And the belt is kind of like the conduit to transfer their negative energy into you. And then you have the pain of what it's causing you. And now you got a two-part thing. Your pain now is there. Their energy is now, you know, inside of your body because they're angry with you. You can also get entities coming in, too. So it can be quite a big thing. We're going to do one for a belt. And like I said, they could go to different energies also, but we'll do the belt here. If your hand feels better or arms or something, if you were to protect yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, we'll see what that does for people. Okay, so back to you, Gary.
I'm just wondering, Ron, about, well, Liz is saying that she's been wearing collars lately, and that's making me, and Larry's mentioning a dog, maybe a dog spirit got into her. So I'm thinking about pets and how do they feel with their little collars around their necks every day and their name tag dangling on it, and then dogs, you know, you stick a leash on a dog and take it for a walk. And I mean, most dogs, I think, probably like going for a walk with their owner, but I wonder what they feel about having a collar around their neck every day.
Well, I would think that it all depends how you connect with to your animal when you put it on it, okay? If you say they look really pretty and nice with this collar on, and a dog would like that or a cat would like it, because they would probably automatically think of those nice thoughts that you gave them or the words when you put it on them.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Oh, but the other thing is they could, maybe you might get mad at the dog, we'll say, and you scold it, and it has this thing around its neck. Now it's going to think, I have this energy from the person around me. I want to get away from them, and I can't get away.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, quite interesting, you know.
And some people kind of yank the leash and yank the collar against the dog's throat. That always looks really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and so right away the dog will not like the collar because it would fear it as it got the leash put on it.
Yeah.
So very interesting.
And I haven't had a dog before, but don't they make those collars that have those spikes on the inside for some kind of training?
Possibly. I never saw that. I know that I saw them on the outside. I guess if the dog gets into a fight and another one bites its neck, it'll get...
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't want to even get into that stuff, you know.
Yuck. Yeah. Okay. Walter is bringing up the issue of objects used in ceremonies and the energy that they must carry. Excuse me.
Yep, that's correct, yeah. So... we could do something here. I don't know. Let's just say that you bought a T-shirt, okay? And it had a symbol on it of something. And maybe the symbol on the T-shirt or shirt or the logo had a negative energy attached to it. And you wouldn't know that because everybody else has the same thing. Maybe it's that logo, insignia, or whatever that's on there, print is actually being used for something else other than what you think it's being used for. So we'll just say it's a negative object. Here we go. So you can just think of a logo that you might have or a picture on one of your shirts or jeans or something. So we can clear away that negative energy if anything's on it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie. Interesting shell this time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting clearing. Very versatile. What was I just going to read out? Oh, yeah, Stephanie is just mentioning she can't find the 4-in-1 clearing on the website, and I was just going to mention that it's not actually on the website. Stephanie, you got to do that one on the phone with Ron, right? You haven't got any version of it on the website yet, right, Ron?
Nope, you have to connect with me on an email, and then we'll set something up here. So just send me an email and put 4-in-1 in the subject box.
Okay, and then Nikki is asking if you could do a sample of this negative energy clearing for contraceptives. Of course,
okay.
There are many different kinds of those.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See what that does.
Thank you. Jeremiah is wondering if you would explain, Ron, what the difference between a strap and a belt is.
Well, it came on, I think David mentioned that. In the old days, they had razor straps. So if you happen to see an old movie, they normally had these straps that you kind of move back and forth with a razor you had in your hand. It looked like a knife, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You see that maybe on some movies where they actually have people shaving people. That's before they have the new razors that they have now, okay? So that would be a leather strap. Typically, I believe they use leather to sharpen the metal.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, the belts, since the razors kind of went out and they went to other type of razors, like the razor blade, and those things kind of became obsolete, I believe, and now you have electric shavers, but the belt is what normally people used after that. So my generation, it was the belt. If you're older than me, then it may have been the razor. Now I don't know what they do. You know, like I said, a lot of people who had kids probably maybe in the 80s don't normally discipline their kids. That's what I have found out by watching people. Maybe they just slap them. I don't know. But maybe the people in my generation decided that it wasn't good to use a belt because they didn't want to do that to their children that was done to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. So hopefully that answered your question. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ramona is saying that the belt clearing made them shake, and Mike P., the emotional pain of spanking is probably worse than the physical. So I guess that would be the whole life emotional clearing you would do for that part of it, and then this could be done for the other aspect of the energy that came with it. Shannon is saying thank you, and Donna is saying that the whole subject of belts is numbing her out totally. So it's a definite topic here that's touching people. Interesting. So let me have a look here, see if I've got any of the questions written down. Don't think I have, so I'm scrolling through the fast chat. Where are we with time here? 53. We can go right up just past the hour tonight, BBS told us. David's wondering what the price of the 4-in-1 clearing that we do with you, Ron, is. Is that $150?
Yeah, it's $150, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Larry is asking, I think, about a screaming release. So, Larry, I'm not sure what your question is.
It might relate to being hit with a belt or something, and you're screaming, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could do that.
Okay.
Boy, that would be pretty awful. That's what it's connected to. So here we go. One, that would be a lot of negative energy coming out, too.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, that could be a pretty heavy one. Well, just think of all the anger that you would have if you were being spanked or something. Or that person. Wow. All those cords that get put out to you to them. Oh, a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. Doina is wondering whether the Century Clearing is on the website yet, and it isn't on the website yet. That's another one that you need to do with Ron by phone. So if you're ready to do that, then just put that in the subject bar and send Ron an email. JD, I'm wearing a shirt. And when you cleared, did you clear shirts, Ron? He says, when you cleared shirts, I felt an electrical shock from the back of my spine to my belly button. Wow.
That's quite interesting. Yeah, so that's from the negative energy that was on the shirt, whatever the pattern was or whatever was on the shirt.
Wow.
Right, so he's probably energetically connected by that symbol. Not that you would even know what it would be about, typically.
Oh, yeah, you did T-shirts. Right.
Yeah, so it could be, anything on the shirt. Maybe you could type in what the pattern is on the shirt. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Janice is asking, can we clear people's hugs, or would that be a courting release?
It could be a courting, and it could be an attachment, energetic attachment also, like we're doing now. You're putting your energy there. So if you hug somebody, what are they doing? What are they projecting to you? Are they projecting love? They're hugging you for some reason, so what are they leaving behind? And are they still connected to you after they hug you? So that could be courting, number one. Number two, they may have blinded you. So we have that clearing that's coming up, which I'm giving away free. It's a sludge clearing, and it will help to eliminate some of this energy that's around you to get off of you. I don't have the slime clearing up yet. The sludge one is kind of similar. It's an energetic field around you, and I'm giving that away free when you get on the conference calls for all the Sundays coming up here. I also come on the Saturday call, but when you get on the Sunday ones, I'll give you the sludge body clearing. In fact, I'll do a sample of that here. This here is just an energy field around you that and make you feel sluggish and can be used for a negative energy pool. So here we go. Just see how your body's feeling. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Wow, so we are back here again. That was kind of heavy, too. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Hi is wondering on the negative energy clearing if it would be better to do that on food, on our food, rather than the object clearing. So if we're about to have a meal and we want to clear it, would it be better to do the object clearing on the website or use this negative energy clearing?
I think they'd both be very, very similar. I would just probably do the other one because it's going to be probably cheaper for you. So you may want to do that one. But they would both work. Normally when you do the object clearing, it puts it into neutral. And it can make your food more body compatible. Well, either one would work. It's interesting to look at it that way also. This negative energy clearing is quite interesting, what we're going through here. So,
yeah,
very interesting. Yeah, I think I found
getting imprinted with everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's the slime one is the alien energetic slime body oat removal. So I'll have to see how that one there is working here. So I can do a sample of that. Here we go. So you could think of this maybe as having this energetic coating put on you, receptors, or kind of just think of having, probably seen, you know, the movies where they have this weird-looking slime, looks like petroleum jelly, all over somebody's body. A lot of the alien movies of abduction show people wrapped inside of that, or it's around them, okay? And here we go. Let's release that. A sample of that. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, run out of time here. Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Looks like we got to get off, Carrie. It's three after.
Okay.
Okay, everybody.
Well, thank you, Ron, for all these samples. That's wonderful.
Hey, so we got our decloning call tomorrow, our special marathon healing starting Saturday. Blessings, everybody, and we shall see you later. Bye.
Night-night. Thank you.